November 30th, 2022. This is Philcast. This is episode 174. Coming to you from the lovely Crow and Dove House Studios deep in the wilds of Iowa. So yeah, as we said last week, we are not doing a regular show this week either. We just got back from ShibanaCon and boy, are our arms tired, something like that. It was a great weekend. We were really busy and have not had time to really program a show or record a show. But we will be back next week with a regular show. Coming up this week, Eurofilk will be on Thursday, Online Music Circle. And Friday is Bandcamp Friday. Go out and support your favorite Filkers. Some of us really need it right now. And if you have music you think we should hear, whether it's yours or someone else's, point us toward it. Bandcamp pages and websites, we're always playing new music. Look for us Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on sci-fi.radio. Sci-fi.radio, sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. If you hear something that you like on the show, you can go to philkcast.com for links to all of the music we played on Philkcast. Support Philk and Filkers. Support independent music. Now let's get the music going.
Shining star in Mordor, where the shadows are. This ring that all unnoticed bleeds, a subtle poison discord seeds in Sauron's grip. His burden far to Mordor, where the shadows are. And we who ward in Rivendell, bright walls against our darkness fell, must pin our hopes on one afar in Mordor, where the shadows are. Yet we have seen our heroes fall on shining like a star in Mordor, where the shadows are.
When on Romelia's bloody field the baffled French were forced to yield, and the victor Saxon backward reeled before the charge of Clare's dragoons, and the flags we conquered in that fray look lone in Ypres' choir, they say. Well, we'll win them company today, or bravely die like Clare's dragoons. And vive la for the new brigade, vive la for the old one too, and vive la for the rose shall fade and the shamrock shine forever new. The brave old lord died near the fight, but for each drop he lost that night, a Saxon cavalier shall fight the dust before Lord Clare's dragoons. For never when our spurs were set, and never when our sabers met, could we the Saxon soldiers get to stand the charge of Clare's dragoons. And vive la for Ireland's wrong, vive la for Ireland's right, and vive la in the battle throng for a Spanish steed and a saber bright. Oh, comrades, think how Ireland pines, her exiled lords, her rifle shrines, and her dearest hope, the ordered lines, and the bursting charge of Clare's dragoons. then fling your green flag to the sky. Be Limerick your battle cry, and charge till the blood floats fetlock high around the track of Clare's dragoons. And viva la for the new brigade, viva la for the old one too, and viva la for the rose shall fade and the shamrock shine forever new.
I remember as a child when I first heard the story of Windy and Peter and McNeverland Dream. Of an island in the ocean with pirates and Indians, with mermaids and magic, Captain Hook's spoon. Now I'm all grown up and I dream a little different. I dream of a starship out seeking the stars, of strange desert islands that now I call planets, dancing their orbits around strange suns afar. Second star to the right and then straight on till morning. Those words have always meant magic to me. Second star to the right, straight on to morning. Who knows what we'll find there? Who knows what we'll see? Now Peter's grown up and he pilots a starship, but his dreams are still magic. His dreams are still true, 'cause it ain't just a dream, it's real. It's waiting for me, and it's waiting for you. There's adventures and dangers, and worlds for the taking. New ways of living, and new things to find. It ain't gonna be easy. It's the new Spanish moon out where the stars shine. Second star to the right, it's been straight on till morning. Those words have always been magic to me. Second star to the right, it's been straight on till morning. Who knows what we'll find there? Who knows? Cowboys and Indians, mermaids and fairies, we'll have us a ball. I hear Peter a knocking on my bedroom window. Come, Wendy, come, Michael, come, John. Second star to the right, and straight on till morning. Those words have always meant magic to me. Second star to the right, and straight on till morning. Who knows what we'll find there? Who knows what we'll see?
Shivering through the leaves. as he used to call, faint and far away, in Sherwood, in Sherwood, about the break of day. Merry, merry England has kissed the lips of June. All the wings of fairyland were here beneath the moon. Like a flight of rose leaves fluttering in a mist of opal and ruby and pearl and amethyst. Merry, merry England is waking as of old, with eyes of blither hazel and hair of brighter gold. For Robin Hood is here again beneath the bursting spray, in Sherwood, in Sherwood, about the break of day. Love is in the greenwood, building him a house of wild rose and hawthorn and honeysuckle boughs. Love is in the greenwood, dawn is in the skies, and Marian is waiting with a glory in her eyes. Hark, the dazzled Rayrock climbs the golden steep. Marian is waiting, is Robin Hood asleep? Round the fairy grass rings frolic elf and fay, in Sherwood, about the break of day.
For the spitting image of Clark Kent.
No longer mistaken for birds and planes, he flies to his class or catches trains. Some habits still hang on from his youth. He still changes his clothes in a telephone booth. Superheroes never die, they only fade away. They try to save the future, but the future was yesterday. Superheroes fade away, but they never quit the scene. Next time you see an old woman or man, think about who they might have been.
Batman retired and hung up all his capes. No more kapow or last minute escapes. No more damsels screaming,
"Help Batman, free us!"
The Batmobile was trading in for a Prius.
Robin Boy Wonder ran away. Now he runs a gay bar in San Jose. But Penguin Joker come to the Batcave every Friday night for the poker game.
Superheroes never die, they only fade away. They try to save the future, but the future was yesterday. Superheroes fade away, but they never quit the scene. Next time you see an old woman or man, think about who they might have been.
So don't you make assumptions,
don't you judge too soon.
They might have been a teen idol
or written your favorite tune.
They might have danced naked at Woodstock.
They might have landed on the moon.
They might have been somebody just like me, or
just like you.
You won't recognize Wonder Woman today. She sold her costume to a lap dancer from LA. But she still transforms with a swooshing sound. Becomes a school traffic guard by spinning around.
She wears the tiara once a week on Saturday nights, dancing cheek to cheek beside Green Lantern. It sparkles bright at the Super Senior Citizens Barroom nights. Superheroes never die, they only fade away. They try to save the future, but the future was yesterday. Superheroes fade away, but they never quit the scene. Next time you see an old woman or man, think about who they might have been.
They might have been somebody just like me, or
just like you.
Fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away. In London, the ghosts creep through cobblestone alleys. The rooftops are soft with intangible soot. They slip down the tin through the fields and the valleys, then out to the sea, where the shadows they lose fade away. Fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away. The roses you sent on our last anniversary, ghosts of themselves, I imagine them still. Whether from wishfulness, something or sorcery, petals drift down and their color will soon fade away. Fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away, fade away. And far from the noise of the street, up so high,
fade away. sky is red at morning, with the dust of a million years, the bones of a weary planet, long drained of all her tears. We left this lady far behind as we ran to catch the stars. We reach for distant beauty, but it never rains on Mars. The canyons hold a strangeness man's birthplace never knew, in a land that stood unchanging since humankind was new. No one comes to see her, they all hurry to the stars. They look for younger planets, for it never rains on Mars. There's beauty in her sand dunes as her shapes so slowly change. The wind is thin and weary as it whispers across its range. No one waits to know her, they all seek the verdant stars. They only want the flowers, but it never rains on Mars. Land is sparse and withered, an old woman's wrinkled face. Her tiny moons are huddled close as she runs her final race. No one stops to visit her on their way to distant stars. She's lonely and forgotten, and it never on
Mars. Do you want to build an Iron Man from scrap metal in a cave? Sure, your captors, they will try to shoot, but safe inside the suit you'll find you can be brave. So turn that cave to rubble and fly away. You don't have to get that far. Do you want to build an Iron Man? Build a better, stronger Iron Man. Raise the bar. Do you want to build an Iron Man? You could do it for a lark. Be a superhero, have a ball, then proudly tell them all you're really Tony Stark. To make the suit look cooler, paint it red and gold. There's so much that you can do. Do you want to build an Iron Man? Why not build another Iron Man? Maybe two. Do you want to build an Iron Man? Then go soaring through the air. If the suits get damaged in a fight, hey, you can put things right because you're a billionaire. The government will want in, even steal a suit if you do not agree. So just build another Iron Man. You can build another Iron Man, maybe three. Do you want to build an Iron Man? Now go head to head with Thor. Funk. Funk, let your helmet of titanium protect your cranium as he comes back for more. When Loki and his army invade New York, who'll even up the score? Tick-tock, 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 boom! So you trashed another Iron Man. You can build another Iron Man, maybe four. Do you want to build an Iron Man? Give the foes what they deserve. If the villains far outnumber you, then summon all the suits that you have in reserve. a smorgasbord of army at your command to blow up when you are through. Do you want to build an Iron Man? You can always build an Iron Man. It's what you do.
They came from of the dimensions looking for a place to have a little fun. And they found the perfect planet, it was third away from that small yellow sun. Tor and Odie were rambunctious, always looking for a fight. Zoo and Aria were the lovers who were at it day and night. But Javi was the oldest one and he knew wrong from right. And it's an old mythos, do you think that it is true? Well, maybe we'll find out in a millennium or two. It's an old mythos, can you tell me what's the odds of a bunch of teenage rebels being mistaken for gods? Then the five of them split up to find their entertainment all in their own way. And they found themselves some dandy sights and native critters came around to play. Tor and Odie went berserker in the lands of ice and snow. Zoo and Aria loved the islands where the wine dark waters flow. But Javi took the desert vote and showed them where to go. It's an old mythos, do you think that it is true? Well, maybe we'll find out in a millennium or two. It's an old mythos, can you tell me what's the odds of a bunch of teenage rebels being mistaken for gods? Now the critters on the planet were advancing and becoming something new. And the five had to decide how to behave with them and what they ought to do. Tor and Odie just ignored them and gave them lots of space. Zoo and Aria thought that adding genes would sure improve their race. But Javi gave them rules to live by and he never showed his face. It's an old mythos, do you think that it is true? Well, maybe we'll find out in a millennium or two. It's an old mythos, can you tell me what's the odds of a bunch of teenage rebels being mistaken for gods? Then the elders found the youngsters and they scolded them and made them go back home. And they warned them of dark consequences, what would happen if they ever roamed. Tor and Odie's doings wound up in an opera, so they say. Zoo and Aria's offspring are the source of many a classic play. But Javi's rules still work for us, we follow them today. It's an old mythos, do you think that it is true? Well, maybe we'll find out in a millennium or two. It's an old mythos, can you tell me what's the odds of a bunch of teenage rebels being mistaken for gods?
Don't leave me alone, that cry in the night of anguish out living, of soul chilling fright. Don't leave me alone, a world heard that cry. Live for my living, or else I must die. The holders were nagging, the cost was too high of keeping the dragons high up in the sky. These fighters, they felt it their right to berate. The weeds were not pulling their weight. The red star keeps rising, the thread it does fall, bringing danger and fear to each hold and each room. The seeds of dissension, they spread far and wide. The weeds are a waste of don't leave me alone, that cry in the night of anguish out living, of soul chilling fright. Don't leave me alone, a world heard that cry. Live for my living, or else I must die. If dread dragons can travel between to afar, then why do they not journey to the red star and raise all the thread ere it leaves there for Pan, though we's ever living to earn? So finally one rider, 'twas Flor, I had tell, on his brown dragon canth made the journey to its writhing grey surface and temperature high, from the red star they fell through the sky. Don't leave me alone, that cry in the night of anguish, of living, of soul-chilling fright. Don't leave me alone, a world heard that cry. Live for my living, or else I must die. Dragons took to the air to help break the fall of the unconscious pair, and watch weirs and fire lizards chorused in fright. The whole world was woken that night, when Brecord, a lover, was likely to die. The dragons and fire lizards echoed a cry. So now the world knows what the red star is like. The weas can continue the fight. Don't leave me alone, that cry in the night of anguish, of living, of soul-chilling fright. Don't leave me alone, a world heard that cry. Live for my living, or else I must die. Don't leave me alone, don't leave me
alone. If you do, then your soul will go too. You will lose it with no second chance. But please come, join, sing in the circle. The voices will make your heart yearn. Do please come, join, sing in the circle. It won't be long now till your turn. They'll promise CDs and songbooks aplenty, then quietly empty your purse. Songs for your pleasure and songs you will treasure, and songs filled with sorrow or worse. And friends will be yours on several shores. At every con you'll find filkers like you. Beware of this prize as a curse in disguise. For your money you soon will go through. But please come, join, sing in the circle. The voices will make your heart yearn. To please come, join, sing in the circle. It won't be long now till your turn. If there is a way, the filkers will stay and sing until the dawn. Rearrange some lines in their minds, and you'll find a new song. Children's tales, pirate sails, unicorns, dragons, sorcerers too. Their songs are conceived from make-believe and science fiction too. La da 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 da. Everyone play it again. When it's your turn to sing in our small bardic ring, we'll ask you, what song do you think we should do? Though your voice may not shine, we all think you'll do fine, and we'd like you to join with us too. But please come, join, sing in the circle. Our voices may make your heart burn, but please come, join, sing in the circle. It won't be long now till your turn. But please come, join, sing in the circle. The voices will make your heart yearn. To please come, join, sing in the circle. It won't be long now till your turn.
That was fun.